KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A bird song carries across the tide flats on a calm, pre-dawn morning in early May on Alaska's remote outer coast, an unpopulated region of the Gulf of Alaska between Yakutat and Cordova. The sun has yet to rise on a small group of tents encircled by an electric fence for protection against coastal brown bears, set up in the brown grass and scrubby alders of the beach fringe. A team of shorebird researchers is camped on the shore of this muddy, shallow bay. The biologists are here to study a migrating shorebird.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Congressional Democrats and reportedly some Republicans are expressing alarm after U.S. Senator Alex Padilla of California was forcibly removed from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's press conference today about the administration's immigration enforcement.
Also, I want to talk specifically to the rioters and to the politicians in Los Angeles.
Video captured agents forcing Senator Padilla to the ground and handcuffing him when he tried to ask questions about the raids. Secretary Noem says Padilla just showed up and didn't identify himself. Padilla, though, told reporters, even though he was not arrested, he was not detained. The experience showed something else.
If this is how this administration responds to a senator with a question, if this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers.
Noem, meanwhile, had this response.
I wish that he would have reached out and identified himself and let us know who he was and that he wanted to talk. His approach, was something that I don't think was appropriate at all.
Padilla said he clearly identified himself, though. Other congressional Democrats have also tried to gain access to constituents detained by ICE, but say they have been consistently blocked. The administration says its actions, including the deployment of National Guard members and Marines to the site of protests in Los Angeles, is justified to restore and maintain security. Critics say the actions are authoritarian in nature. The death toll from the plane crash shortly after takeoff in India earlier today includes now 241 people who were on board, all but one. The BBC has spoken to the cousin of a British man who authorities say is the sole survivor. NPR's Lauren Frere has more from London.
Speaking to the BBC outside his home in Leicester in the British Midlands, Ajay Valgi says two of his cousins were on the Air India flight that crashed just after takeoff in western India. One of them, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, managed to climb out of the wreckage and call his family in Britain.
They only said that he's fine, nothing else.
He just said he's fine, his cousin says, and that he was still searching for his brother who'd been in the seat next to him. From his hospital bed, Ramesh told an Indian newspaper that, quote, 30 seconds after takeoff, there was a loud noise and the plane crashed. There were bodies all around me. I was scared. I stood up and ran, he was quoted as saying. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
The crash also claimed the lives of dozens of people on the ground. This is NPR News. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a package of funding cuts designed to claw back $9.4 billion in foreign aid and funding for public media. The measure was approved by a vote of 214-212. President Trump has asked Congress for this rescission. He has labeled NPR and PBS as ideologically biased, and the move to strip them of federal support is part of the president's continued attacks on mainstream media outlets. The legislation is the first request by the Trump administration for Congress to rescind money for programs that were already approved in annual spending bills. The International Atomic Energy Agency has declared that Iran is out of compliance with its obligations around its nuclear program. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports the allegation concerns several sites.
In 2019 and 2020, inspectors found uranium particles at three sites, including a warehouse where Israeli agents had uncovered a vast trove of secret nuclear weapons-related documents and equipment. That warehouse was storing parts of an undeclared nuclear weapons research program conducted by Iran in the early 2000s. The IAEA says that Iran has not explained the presence of the uranium particles, and it says Iran is now out of compliance with its obligations. The declaration comes amid growing pressure from the U.S. to reach a new nuclear deal and threats from Israel of military action. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
U.S. stocks have ended the day higher, with the Dow closing up more than 100 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory tonight. Today, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory Friday. Today, south winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, south winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 20 knots, increasing to 30 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashev, gale warning Friday. Today, south winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 40 knots, seas 10 feet, increasing to 15 in the afternoon with rain. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory tonight and Friday. Today, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashev, gale warning Friday. Today, south winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, south winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 40 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a chance of rain, mainly before 4 p.m. Cloudy with highs near 48. South winds around 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of rain, mainly after 10 p.m. Cloudy with lows near 44. South winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. And Friday, a chance of rain, cloudy with highs near 49, southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There is a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet 1 inch, a low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot 8 inches, a high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 feet 6 inches, and a low at 11:42 at 3 feet 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6 o'clock this morning, and your sun will set at 11:23, giving us 17 hours and 23 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Status Quo is next with In the Army, and then The Cure with A Night Like This. After that, Talking Heads with Thank You for Sending Me an Angel.
Army now. Oh, you're in the army now. Texas. Sometimes it doesn't even look like it. It goes dark, it goes darker still. Please stay. But I watch you like I'm made of stone as you walk away. I'm coming to find you if it takes me all night, but which I'm for. Oh,
Yeah, what do we have next? A little Grateful Dead with Tom Dooley. Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley. Probably a different song. And then Peter Gabriel with Big Time. After that, we have Europe with The Final Countdown.
You're poor Laura Foster, and you know you're bound to die. Took her on the hillside, begged to be excused. Took her on the hillside, and you hit her clothes and shoes. Dug a grave 4 feet wide, you dug it 3 feet deep. Rolled the cold clay over her. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill poor Laura Foster, now you know you're bound to die. Hillside with her knife. Took her on the hillside and there he took her life. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill poor Lloyd Foster, and you know you're bound to die. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill poor Lloyd Foster, and you know you're bound to die. My old violin, play it all you please. This time tomorrow morning, it'll be no use to me. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill poor Laura Foster, now you know you're bound to die.
Yeah, big hit by Europe, the final countdown. Now we have Bad Manners. Well, it could be a song about me, I guess. No, Samson and Delilah. Then we have Stevie Nicks with Belladonna. After that, we have a public service announcement. And then some little bit of my favorite from back in the day. Elvis Costello is going to do Watching the Detective.
Like so many lovers had before. your face becomes thin, and you never thought it could.
On. This is Dmitry Filimonov, President and CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
Over the last 5 years, APIA's Tribal Child Support Program has collected and distributed nearly $1.5 million, with 100% of those funds going to parents raising our next generation. We offer flexible and holistic case management to families. All residents of the Regional 10 communities are eligible for this alternative to state child support. To apply, please go to apiai.org or call 1-800-478-2742.
Remember, if you are in Anchorage, please come visit the Unangamulla, home of the Aleuts. Unangam, Atakan, Akun. We are one.
This message brought to you by the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
You're tuned in Sandpoint to 830 AM KSDP. 91.9 FM KAEB in Sandpoint, also K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Start, but you can't do it because you got no. detectives. Watching the detectives. Watching the detectives. Watching the detectives. Watching the detectives.
Got a little Elvis Costello there. Now we have Soft Cell with What? And then we have Split Ends with No Mischief. After that, Keith Sweat with I Want Her.
Think of all the years when I once lived in paradise, when the love.
Little Joe and Jet take us to the top of the hour here.